Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Today we are going to continue talking about Churchill's Traitors. That's a program on the Discovery Channel. In fact, it's a documentary. We thought the British were our good friends. Despite what happened back in 1776, the British and the Americans are still strong allies in the modern world. But I guess back in World War II, one of their kind, one of their subjects, a British subject there, did something very naughty. He was a spy, and he was a traitor to not only the British, but the Americans as well.
We have such different countries, you know. I just noticed Tom said he was a subject, one of those British subjects. Well, if you have a king or a queen, if you live in that country, you are a subject of that king or queen. Because we don't have royalty, we're just citizens, we're not subjects to anybody.
I guess you say citizen is the word that regular people would use.
Yeah.
But today we're going to continue talking about Churchill's traitors. We're going to talk more about William Semple and exactly why he was giving this information to the Japanese and how that led to the attack on Pearl Harbor way back in 1941. Let's get to it. Let's read the entire content of our lesson for today right now.
While training the Japanese, Semple and some of his associates developed close ties with Japanese military leaders. Somewhere along the way, Semple became a traitor to his government and began providing top-secret military information to the Japanese. It appears that one of his motivations may have been his mounting financial difficulties. Records show that the British intelligence agency, MI5, was aware of Semple's actions and even interrogated him about the matter. For one reason or another, perhaps his esteemed family background, British officials decided not to prosecute him. With Semple's help, Japan's naval and aerial strength continued to increase. Meanwhile, tensions were rising around the globe. In 1937, Japan, which was now an ally of Nazi Germany, invaded China. Britain would also be drawn into war 2 years later when Germany went on the attack in Europe. Still, Semple and his network continued to provide information to Japan. In 1941, British intelligence discovered that Japan had been given detailed accounts of private discussions between British Prime Minister Churchill and U.S. President Roosevelt by British spies. Although all evidence pointed to Semple, he was somehow let off the hook again. On December 7, 1941, the Japanese used the technology and techniques they had acquired to gain victory at Pearl Harbor. Simultaneously, Japan sent a fleet to Malaysia, where it would launch another attack on Singapore. Ironically, Churchill was relying on reinforcements from Pearl Harbor to help defend Singapore in case of a Japanese attack. Without this assistance, Singapore fell to Japan, and 80,000 British troops were taken as prisoners of war. To find out more about this fascinating subject, track down Churchill's Traitors on Discovery.
Okay, everybody, it's time now to discuss today's lesson. Let's get to it. Now, while training the Japanese, Semple and some of his associates developed close ties with Japanese military leaders. Remember, before, in 1922, at the Washington Conference, the alliance between Japan and Britain was terminated, but before that, the British and the Japanese had some kind of agreement. And so Semple was training the Japanese to do some things militarily. And here in this sentence, we have the word associate, okay, that's a noun. That is the person that you are working together with. They are your partners, your colleagues, your co-workers, your associates. And be careful because the verb form of this word is associate. I'm not associated with him, for example. Associate is the noun. Associate is the verb.
Yeah, so the noun has kind of an I sound, associate, and the verb has an A sound, associate. So they are different. No, they're spelled the same. Sorry about that. It makes it a little confusing.
Very confusing, even for me.
Yeah, well, Sam Hill, because he was over there training the Japanese, he developed some close ties. A close tie would just be a very close relationship. They felt like they could trust each other. Well, somewhere along the way, he stumbled, and he became a traitor to his own country. I think it's even stronger to say he was a traitor to his country than just government. Mm. It's terrible. He turned his back on his own country, and he began providing top-secret military information to the Japanese. Only a few people know about the information because it's so vital to a country's security.
Mm-hmm, exactly. I'm but wondering here that this guy, William Semphill, was not only a traitor to Britain and America, but also to China, because, as you know, the Japanese did some pretty nasty things to the Chinese people, and this guy probably helped them do that. So he's a traitor all around.
Mm-hmm.
And in any case here, it appears that one of his motivations may have been his mounting financial difficulties. Of course, the motivation you have for something, that's the reason why you're doing something, your motivation. What's your motivation for going to a certain university because you feel getting a degree from there will get you a good job in your field? That's your motivation. That's your reason. So why did he do this? Well, he may have had these financial difficulties, and they were mounting. And, of course, if something mounts, it's like a hill. It just gets bigger and bigger as you pile more things on top of it. His problems were getting larger and larger.
Yeah, so mounting here is an adjective. It just means increasing. We could say, oh, the company is faced with mounting costs, increasing costs. I have mounting debts. Records show that the British Intelligence Agency, which is called MI5, unlike America's, which is the CIA, they're called the MI5.
Mm-hmm.
They were aware of his actions. If you're aware of something, you know that something exists, that something is happening. You're not in the dark is the opposite. Oh, he was really in the dark. Well, they knew of his actions, and they even interrogated him. If you interrogate someone, you ask someone really strong, pointed questions. It's usually in an uncomfortable environment for that person. They feel like you're accusing them of something. Interrogate. Police will interrogate you if they catch you and think you're a suspect in a crime.
Yeah, they're asking you questions, but they're not being very nice. They're being very aggressive, and they're trying to get you to give them some information and stuff like that. And, they interrogated him. What are you doing with those Japanese people? You're a traitor. Admit it. Confess your crimes. But for one reason or another, perhaps his esteemed family background was also a reason, the British officials decided not to prosecute him. If you're esteemed, you are respected and you are admired. So here, I guess he had a strong family background. They thought, oh, we can't do anything bad to this guy because his family will be disgraced. And, of course, they had the class system in England there, so they probably considered that, and they thought, well, we better not do this to him. That's a possibility. They don't know that for sure. But in any case, they decided not to prosecute him. And if you prosecute someone, that means, hey, you start some legal proceedings against someone. You accuse them of a crime first, and then you actually start to take them to court and try to get them convicted.
So you hold a trial against that person who's accused of a crime to see if that person is guilty. It sounds like his family background protected him. He may have said, my family knows some important people, don't you dare. You know, sometimes people with power or people in high positions get away with murder, as we say. They get to get away with bad things that they did wrong because they have friends in high positions, you could say.
Sure. So they decided not to prosecute him so he could continue doing the bad things that he was doing. And with Semphill's help, Japan's naval and aerial strength continued to increase. So Semphill was helping the Japanese, and I guess the Japanese were maybe giving him some money because he was having financial problems.
Well, that's bribery, giving people things they want so they'll do something for you. Well, with Semphill's help, Japan's naval and aerial strength continued to increase. We're talking about a country's military strength here. Naval, of course, is related to the Navy. the part of the military that protects your country on the ocean, and aerial strength, the Air Force, the part of your military that protects your country in the air by plane.
Exactly. So the Japanese were getting more and more powerful all over the world. And meanwhile, while this was happening, tensions were rising around the globe. Tension here is a tricky word. It just means people are nervous about something. Tension is kind of interesting because it can be both countable and non-countable. Oh, I have much tension today from my job. But here, tension is countable. Just states of conflict and nervousness between different countries. So, yeah, tensions were rising around the globe. People were getting nervous about what Japan was up to.
Yeah, they are disagreeing. They are starting to feel a lot of anger towards each other. We talk about political tensions quite frequently. Well, of course, this was a tough time in the world because countries had to decide which side they were going to support. So tensions were rising. It was kind of a scary time. Do you know anyone who served in World War II?
No, actually not off the top of my head. Well, actually I do, but my best friend in college, Dad, was part of the D-Day invasion.
Ooh.
And maybe some other ones, I don't know. But in any case, yeah, there were a lot of people who served in World War II. So, yeah, if you grew up in the States, you probably knew somebody. Or here in Taiwan as well, people who fought in wars. There are veterans all over the place.
It was a tough war. Okay, everybody, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Eric， 欢迎收听 English Digest。今天是关于 Discovery 的新节目 Churchill's Traitors 第二天的课程，就让我们继续分析课文里面的难句。课文第一段第一句说 ，While training the Japanese, Sam Peel and some of his associates developed close ties with Japanese military leaders. 在训练日军的同时，三皮尔及其同僚与日本军方将领发展出了密切的关系。那刚刚 Tom 和 Stephanie 老师也特别提到了 associate 这个字的念法。那 associate 为名词，表示同事、朋友的意思。这个字也有动词的用法，就念成了 associate。后面是 ate 的音，也就是结交、交往的意思。例如 ，The young man only associates with rich people。这位年轻男子只和有钱人来往。Associate 也表示联想、有关联的意思。例如 ，The Chinese associate the color red with luckiness。中国人把红色和幸运联想在一起。接着，我们看第一段第三句。It appears that one of his motivations may have been his mounting financial difficulties. 他日益严重的财务问题看来似乎是他的动机之一。开头的 it appears that 表示似乎的意思。接下来的 may have been 表示过去可能的意思。那因为助动词后面要加原形动词，那所以为了表示出过去的可能性，那我们会说 may have 加 pp 的用法。那要注意的是 might 表示可能性比 may 还小的意思。那例如 I may go to the beach this weekend， 这个周末我可能会去海边，就要比 I might go to the beach this weekend 可能性还要高。那理论上 may 大概是一半的可能性，那 might 则是不到一半。再来我们看 mounting 这个字，Mounting 在这里是形容词，那是动词 mount 的现在分词。Mount 表示上升、增加的意思，所以 mounting 就表示越来越多的，也就是 increasing 的意思。例如 ，Although the man is faced with mounting debts, he still gambles. 尽管这个男人债台高筑，他仍然在赌博。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, let's continue talking about today's lesson, Churchill's traitors, or at least one traitor we're talking about here, although there were spies that provided him with information, so perhaps he did not work alone, this William Stemphill. Okay, so for one reason or another, Japan started getting stronger and stronger. Tensions were mounting around the world, and in the year 1937, Japan, which was now an ally of Nazi Germany, they invaded China. Those bad people there. The Japanese just went right into China there. Germany, of course, is a country in Europe, but we refer to Nazi Germany as Germany in World War II, basically. They were run by the Nazis. So, yeah, now the Germans are no longer run by the Nazis, and the Germans, by and large, are pretty cool people nowadays, so don't hold that against them.
If you invade a country, you enter into that country with the purpose or the goal of taking control by military force. You're not invited in. You enter with some violence in mind. So they entered into China, or they invaded. They were trying to take control of China. And as Tom said, there were some horrible things that took place. One of the books that I have in my apartment right now is The Rape of Nanjing.
That is very controversial. I know friends here in Taiwan who say they have Japanese friends who say the Nanjing massacre never happened. It's just a bunch of propaganda. But, of course, if you're on the Chinese side, they say, oh, of course it happened. So it's very controversial.
So propaganda is stuff that people say as if it were true, but it sounds like they just made it up. I know it was kind of a tough time. There were some terrible stories going around about the Japanese soldiers and what they did to the Chinese citizens. Well, Britain would also be drawn into war 2 years later. If you're drawn into it, it means someone's doing something that forces you to participate. So they had to go to war 2 years later when Germany went on the attack in Europe. So they were really busy on a lot of fronts, you could say, a lot of different areas. Still, Stemphill and his network, so he had a group of friends that were helping him perform the spy work. They continued to provide information to Japan. I can't believe that he was crazy enough to keep trying this to pass along information when he was already suspected. He'd been interrogated. I don't think he cared if they caught him. I think it was too late for them, and he decided just to go ahead.
Yeah, well, you can all discuss this amongst yourselves exactly what his motivations were.
Yeah.
But in 1941, British intelligence discovered, or British spies, they found out that Japan had been given detailed accounts of private discussions between British Prime Minister Churchill and U.S. President Roosevelt. They had this information from British spies. So they discovered that Japan somehow got this information. It was detailed accounts of these discussions between Churchill and Roosevelt. If something's detailed, you've got a lot of little bits of information, not just general ideas, but lots of details and lots of facts, lots of attention to details. So this is very detailed. Maybe they even had information about what kind of suit Churchill was wearing at the meeting.
Yeah, it wasn't just a general idea of what they thought would happen, but they had all the little plans that had been discussed between the two leaders of the very big countries there. Now, although all the evidence pointed to Stemphill, he was somehow let off the hook again. Crazy. Evidence is something that shows that something is true or that it exists. Evidence is non-count. You can never say evidence is.
No.
Oh, that hurts.
Oh,
yeah, all the evidence pointed to Stemphill, meaning everything looked like he was guilty, but still he was let off the hook. If you let somebody off the hook, it means you're letting someone who looks like they're going to be punished for something or get into trouble, you let them get away with it. They're actually not punished, and they avoid the trouble you think they deserve.
You're off the hook. You're no longer being considered guilty of the crime. Now let's go to the date, which will live in infamy, December 7th, 1941. On that date, the Japanese used the technology and techniques they had acquired to gain victory at Pearl Harbor. So they got the technology. They had the techniques. In other words, they had the machines and the information on how to use them. They acquired these things. To acquire something means that you simply get it. You bring it into your possession, and you can use it yourself to acquire. You can acquire information about somebody and use it maybe to blackmail them.
Wow. That's not good. Well, simultaneously or at the same time, that's what simultaneous means. Things happening at exactly the same time. Japan sent a fleet to Malaysia. A fleet is a group of military ships that are controlled by one country or one leader. So they sent a fleet, meaning several ships, to Malaysia where it would launch another attack on Singapore. You know, Japan's kind of a small country, but they had wars going on everywhere. They were in Russia, they were in China, they were in Europe, and now they're going to Singapore. So they were intent on gaining control of the whole world.
Or at least out here in Asia. And so they were heading down there to Singapore there with a fleet of ships. And ironically, Churchill was relying on reinforcements from Pearl Harbor to help defend Singapore in case of a Japanese attack. So that's ironic. Ironic, or irony, is something that you do not expect. And it's the kind of something that is a paradox, it's unexpected, or it's a coincidence. So, yeah, he was actually expecting reinforcements from Pearl Harbor, but they, of course, were attacked by the Japanese, and therefore they could not send those reinforcements. And a reinforcement, of course, is something that helps support somebody else.
Yeah, it could be people and supplies that are sent to support an army or a military force. For example, maybe a military leader out in the field feels like he doesn't have enough men and they're running low on supplies. He could say, we're outnumbered. Call for reinforcements. They need more supplies, more men to back up the power that they have. Well, he was relying on people at Pearl Harbor to help him defend Singapore in case they were attacked. But as we know, there was no help from Pearl Harbor coming because they had been bombed. They lost not only a lot of men, but they lost a lot of warships, air carriers. It was bad. So if you defend something or somebody, you fight to keep them safe. You fight to defend them. He wanted to help defend Singapore because at the time Great Britain was actually in charge of Singapore. Isn't that correct?
My history is a little rusty.
Yeah.
Was Singapore a colony of the
British? It was a colony, yeah.
Okay, I guess
yeah,
it was.
He
That's why
to
they drive on
them.
The left down there, probably.
Yeah.
But in any case here, they were supposed to defend Singapore with reinforcements from Pearl Harbor, but they never came. And here we have the phrase, in case of, that means if something happens, basically, if there was a Japanese attack.
And there was, but unfortunately, the Americans were unable to help. There were no reinforcements from Pearl Harbor to even help Singapore, so they fell. It says Singapore fell to Japan. If you fall to another country, it means you are taken control of. So they lost to Japan, and as a result, 80,000 British troops were taken as prisoners of war, or as we sometimes refer to them as POWs. POW is an acronym, all capital letters. A POW is a soldier who's been captured during a war by the enemy. That's a lot of prisoners of war.
80,000 people. That's probably the whole population of Sinju or someplace like that. So Singapore fell to Japan. Japan were free to run around Singapore and knock over those merlion statues whenever they wanted to. It was a terrible situation. And, of course, 80,000 British troops were taken as prisoners of war. Again, as you said, these are prisoners that the enemy has, and they can torture them for information. They can starve them. I'm sure those guys suffered quite a bit. And to find out more about this fascinating subject, you might want to track down Churchill's traitors on Discovery. Something's fascinating when it's extremely interesting. It's not just interesting, but it's fascinating. And if you track something down, that means you try to find somebody, get information about something that usually is kind of hard to get.
Yeah, you follow them, you find some information, maybe by looking at the evidence in particular. Okay, everybody, we're going to give some time over to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to wrap up.
接着,我们看到第二段第三句。In 1937, Japan, which was now an ally of Nazi Germany, invaded China. 西元1937年，那日本当时是纳粹德国的盟友，入侵了中国。首先，我们看到这句话的主要子句是 In 1937, Japan invaded China. 西元1937年，日军侵华。那这里的关系子句是在补充说明先行词 Japan， 说明日本当时是纳粹德国的盟友。那关系子句中特别要注意的是 ，now 一般表示现在，但是这里是表示当时那时候的意思。这个用法常出现在叙述故事进展，或是像这里在描述历史演进的时候，基本上就是 at that time 的意思。例如课本的句子里 ，now 指的是1937年的当时。让我们来看个例句 ：We ran through the park, which was now dark and empty. 我们跑步穿过了公园，当时公园一片黑暗，而且空无一人。接下来我们看第二段第六句 In 1941, British intelligence discovered that Japan had been given detailed accounts of private discussions between British Prime Minister Churchill and US President Roosevelt by British spies. 西元1941年，英国情报单位发现日本曾获英国间谍提供情报，知悉英国首相丘吉尔以及美国总统罗斯福之间的私人会谈详情。首先，我们看到 intelligence 这个字，在这里是表示政府情报组织的意思。那这个字也有情报或智慧的意思。例如，美国的中情局 CIA 就是 Central Intelligence Agency， 也就是中央情报局的意思。或是我们常常听到AI 人工智慧就是 Artificial Intelligence， Artificial A-R-T-I-F-I-C-I-A-L， 人工的。另外句子中主要动词为 discovered， 为过去式，那后面 that 引导的名词子句里的动词就是 had 加 PP 的用法，那就表示 had 加 PP 发生的时间比 discovered 还要早。例如课文中，是日本先获得英国间谍提供情报，然后英国政府的情报机构才发现了这个事实。那最后请大家注意一下 give 后方的直接受词很长，也就是从 detailed account 一直到 US President Roosevelt， 整个都是被给予的事实。
That's all the time we have for today, everybody. Thanks for joining us, and make sure you join us again next time for another edition of English Digest. For English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.